Hi, Pat. What's on your mind?
Well, I take a cream of estrogen. Well, it's an estradiol, I guess it is, or whatever, and progesterone and a T3 pill.
Okay.
And I was told by my doctor that they have found out that this creates breast cancer. Is that something you're aware of, or is that something I should be aware of, or
It's very important what sorts of estrogens you've got there, ma'am. There is one estrogen called estriol, and please read your label, which only contacts the anti-carcinogenic estrogen receptor. So
that is the one it is.
Okay. Well, then, whoever this doctor is has not been reading the last, 50 years of medical research since Dr. Henry Lemon first showed us that people who are higher in estriol had lower risk of cancer. And that's been confirmed in any number of studies since. A great big one in California, for example. Literally thousands of women involved. And the more estriol, the less cancer. So anyway, if it's estriol and not estradiol, then the risk of cancer from that is extremely small. In fact, I wouldn't say it's nil, but it's very small. Now, progesterone. Yes, that can break down into pro- and anti-carcinogenic metabolites, but it's not near the hazard that the pro-carcinogenic estrogens are, and it's necessary to balance the estriol. If one is super worried, the laboratory that I work with is actually going to be coming out with a test for pro- and anti-carcinogenic testosterone metabolites. I'm sorry, progesterone metabolites. I said that wrong. And you can check with your doctor who's prescribing the hormones to see if that doctor thinks it's necessary. But let me tell you about preventing breast cancer, ma'am. You're using estriol. You're using progesterone. I think you said you're using T3. That's going to have nothing to do with the breast cancer. But let me tell you about some research, very important research, which I put into a newsletter. I do this newsletter called Green Medicine Newsletter. If one subscribes, one can read the back issue for all the details. But here's what it said. One of the best ways that there is for women to prevent cancer is to get a prescription for something called Lugol's iodine. Lugol's iodine. Now, yes, you can buy it online, but according to Los Federales at FDA, all that's allowed to be sold online is weak strength, the Lugol's iodine. What we want is full strength. Oh, and they've limited that to prescription only because drug dealers might use it in making drugs. Oh, yeah, right. Okay. One takes one drop, puts it on one breast, and next day, one drop, and rubs it into the other breast. And you keep going back and forth and back and forth, and that's well within the safety range. Now, why would you want to rub Lugol's iodine onto a breast? Here's why. There are research reports from Mexico, India, and Germany, all the universities, all of which confirm that when iodine, which is in the Lugol's iodine, is present in breast tissue, that if a breast cancer cell starts to form, that iodine can combine with a fat normally found in breasts, forming something called an iodolactone. And guess what? That iodolactone kills most breast cancer cells that have been tried. I did not say all of them, but the large majority of them. And that research is so solid that the researchers in Mexico said this ought to be used also as cancer treatment, not just prevention, treatment. So if you can find a natural medicine doctor who can prescribe for you full-strength Lugol's iodine, no, it's not terribly pricey, but you have to have it on prescription because you might be a drug dealer or something. And you rub one drop on one side, you're at only 50% of the amount that it would take to be an overdose. So you don't have to worry about that. And then the next day, rub another drop on the other side, and you go back and forth and back and forth. And that iodine likes to stay in the breast. I guess it's going to be there lurking in case a breast cancer forms. Now, that's solid research, ma'am. You can read that and all the footnotes in Green Medicine Newsletter, one of the back issues. And I don't think with your estriol and progesterone, plus the use of Lugol's, you're going to have to worry near as much as your doctor is telling you should.
Okay, so how do you spell that?
That would be Lugol's iodine, L-U-G-O-L apostrophe S.
Okay, I know I'm backtracking here, but I was just...
I've got a minute, ma'am, before top of the hour. Go for it.
Okay. I was just glancing at my this prescription here, and it, I guess it has both of those, the estriol and the estradiol. It's a 75-25.
Good. That the estriol at 75 and the estradiol at 25 is well balanced, ma'am. That's fine. You got lots more estriol than estradiol. That's fine.
Okay. Okay. I just was wanting to make sure that I wasn't, you know, jumping in from a
I hear
fire
you.
Here.
I hear you. And if you apply this other research to your breasts, no kidding, you also have dramatically cut your risk.
Help me lose weight, too.
I wish.
I wish, too. I really
okay.
do.
Okay, ma'am.